One Man Revolution, Volume 2, Episode 35. This is the One Man Revolution with your host, The Revolutionary, seeing if I can get through an entire podcast without coughing so much on the microphone that you guys won't be able to listen anymore. But I had to get out and podcast today. Regardless of what my physical condition is, I have to get a podcast out because today, King George, our good friend, in a bold move, set forth an entire speech proving that absolutely everything that is on the political agenda is solved. All problems, all issues, all of everything, everything is solved, and we no longer have a problem in the United States. Obviously, we have no problem because King George today gave a speech in support and in front of a live studio audience of like-minded people. He gave a speech in support of an amendment called the Married Families Amendment? What the hell was this thing called? It's a piece of crap, whatever it is. the Marriage and Families Amendment. He put forth an amendment to the Constitution, which is floating around Congress right now, that basically says that marriage is between a man and a woman, and that's that. Okay, that basically he's saying that there will be no gay marriage in the United States, and he is willing to put forward his political agenda of being a right-wing Christian man, that he does not want the gay people in this country to ever have the ability to get married through an act of discrimination within our Constitution. Now, as everybody knows, the Constitution of the United States goes through changes. It's a living document, and there's essentially two ways that the Constitution can be amended. One of them has never been used. Although, if it was up to me and the folks over at MoveOn.org, that second one may be used very shortly. The first method is for a bill to pass both halves of the legislature by 2/3 majority in each. And once that bill passes both houses, it goes out to the states. And this route is taken by all current amendments. Okay? Basically, there can be a limit placed on these different amendments to go out once they get out to the states. This year, thankfully, is an election year for all of these wonderful people, because obviously there's nothing else for them to discuss in the halls of Congress. Not Iraq, not the environment, not gas prices, not Hurricane Katrina relief, not Afghanistan, not hunger, not famine, not drugs, not alcohol, not explosives, not federal papers, not workers making a low wage, not immigration, not anything else. So they're going to keep pushing things forward. All of these amendments and other things, that some of these have been failed and some of them have been proposed and have never even gotten out of committee. So let's listen to a little bit of the speech first. And the second way, that's right. Regardless of, the second method is prescribed for the Constitutional Convention. It's a Constitutional Convention to be called by 2/3 of the legislatures of the states. That means 2/3 of the 50 states who have to get together and call for a convention to propose one or more amendments. And these amendments are then sent back to the states for approval by 3/4 of the legislatures or those conventions. It's never been taken. And there is discussion in political circles about just how a convention would have to be convened and what changes it could bring about. So regardless of what the two routes are taken, the amendment must be approved by 3/4 of the states and by a 2/3 majority in each, the House and the Senate. So that is the process that they are putting forth to stop gay marriage. Now, this is exactly what the president had to say. And in revolutionary style, the one man's going to put this on and, of course, make comments on it because we all know that the one man loves to listen to King George talk.
Marriage is the most fundamental institution of civilization, and it should not be redefined by activist judges.
Now, basically, his speech starts out. He's standing in front of a large group of people, if you haven't seen any of the video from this yet. And you don't have to. I mean, I wouldn't want to put anybody through this speech more than one time. But I sat around and watched this speech a couple of times because I really am concerned about where, as a taxpayer and a citizen, this country is going. This to me is abhorrent. I don't understand why we would have to propose something against the loving bondage of two people in a legal and civil and religious, if their religion accepts them, institutions such as marriage. You know, and where King George gets off making this statement that these judges are, you know, going against this, I don't know. It sounds like any other King George despot, you know, this despot sitting out there who is a dictator and does, and there's something that that dictator doesn't like, and so therefore he's going to go after the judges and the people that actually uphold the law, King George. There is no law that says that, you know, that this is a, that this should or should not be happening. Now, you've passed a lot of laws, and there's been a lot of laws passed by the states. But, you know, some of these judges who are out there said, look, the law is, you know, let's take it up to the constitutionality. There is nothing stopping it but in the United States Constitution from having a gay marriage or a marriage between, you know, the two people of the same sex. Let's just define that now. All right. And unfortunately for, you know, or fortunately for all of us, that protection that's within the Constitution says that you and I are guaranteed certain rights and liberties according to the Constitution. It's the highest law of the land. And therefore, if King George and his cronies and all of his supporters in his last-ditch effort within the Congress, with both houses, because they're going to lose them come next January. Aren't they people? You're going to get out there and vote, aren't you? Remember, the revolutionary wants you to make sure that you're registered, so that when November elections come around, you become, you know, you have a say. You're a voter, and you say what is right and what is wrong. And let's just throw the bums out that have not been doing anything for us, but getting us into wars, taxing our poor, and giving the wealthy and the 1% of Americans all the breaks, which they really don't need.
You are here because you strongly support a constitutional amendment that defines marriage as a union of a man and a woman. And I am proud to stand with you.
Don't you love when it's like that? When the you know, when the faithful sit there and applaud and applaud and applaud something that King George says, and he always has this group that sits around him that basically everything he says they agree with. Now, I would love to be in a room like that. I don't find many rooms where everyone agrees with me, but also I don't have a group of people standing outside saying, "Yes, you may enter." But you may not unless you sign this loyalty oath. And if you break this oath, we're gonna throw the book at you in the same liberal courts that King George abhors so much.
This week, the Senate begins debate on the Marriage Protection Amendment. And I call on the Congress to pass this amendment, send it to the states for ratification, so we can take this issue out of the hands of overreaching judges.
Yeah, the audio dropped out. Sorry about that. take it out of overreaching judges and allow us to do what we need to have happen.
Enduring and important human institution. For ages, in every culture, human beings have understood that marriage is critical to the well-being of families.
And now, let's step in right here. He's saying that all human beings practice marriage. Going back in time, you know, a lot of the ceremonies that we have in Western culture didn't even exist in some of the other cultures around the country. And when Western white man stepped foot on some of these different areas, they were scared and they had no idea what was going on, especially like when they went into Polynesia, where people were free with sexuality, where people were, you know, where people had three and four mothers and four and five fathers and people within a village that took care of them. And those places were generally peaceful, unlike the warlike and destructive Western Christians.
As families pass along values and shape character, marriage is also critical to the health of society. Our policies should aim to strengthen families, not undermine them. And changing the definition of marriage would undermine the family structure. America is a free society, which limits the role of government in the lives of our citizens. In this country, people are free to choose how they live their lives. In our free society, decisions about a fundamental social institution as marriage should be made by the people.
But not the people that disagree with you, right, King George? See, if people disagree with you, you don't want to hear anything they have to say. That's why they're not sitting in the room with you while you're giving this out. And this is not a press conference. This is a speech to the faithful.
The American people have spoken clearly on this issue through their elected representatives and at the ballot box.
I would like to meet the people that he's talking about. I don't seem to remember voting for anybody whose platform was anti-gay marriage. I don't seem to remember voting for anybody who... or speaking to anyone about the fact that I think that gay marriage is right or wrong. I think that he's taking this from his handlers, his cronies that are saying, well, you know what you need to do now? We got this whole big bridge about, this big fence down in Mexico. Let's see if we can now get those queers to stop being married. You know, the Congress is ripe now. We can pick on them.
In 1996, Congress approved the Defense of Marriage Act. By large bipartisan majorities in both the House and the Senate, and President Clinton signed it into law. And since then, 19 states have held referendums to amend their state constitutions to protect the traditional definition of marriage. In every case, the amendments were approved by decisive majorities with an average of 71%.
Now, what I wonder is exactly what this Defense of Marriage Act, which is now public law, basically saying, and here it is, House Rule 3396, proposed and then passed, introduced on May 7th, and according to Electric Law, the library stacks, basically it defines the words marriage and spouse for the purposes of federal law. That's all it really did. It defined what marriage was according to federal law. Now, basically it says... let's see here, blah, 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 blah. Approximately, let's see, although so-called conflicts of law principles do not necessarily compel such a result, approximately 30 states in the Union are sufficiently alarmed by the prospect of having to have to initiate legislative efforts to defend themselves against the compulsion known as same-sex marriages. That's my phone. I'll be right back. So I get this call from the ACLU asking me to give money. And I told them that, hey, guess what? I'm a member of the ACLU. I give you my dues. I support the EFF's fight against King George. And I'm doing my podcast, so leave me alone so I can get back to my people. So I'm back. I kind of lost my train of thought, but it talked about what the definition within this within what was called the Defense of Marriage Act. And this was put forward by different representatives, including Jim Sensenbrenner, Merrick, and some other folks that are somehow still in the Congress. Now, this was all done in the Congress, and this bill was put forward. And then there were sections of it that were then, you know, it was signed into law as a bill from the House of Representatives, because that's what it was. Now, it was the definition of marriage, the definition of spouse. Okay, that's all it was. The definition of marriage, determining by the meaning of act of Congress or any other ruling or interpretation, the words marriage means only a legal union between one man and one woman, and the word spouse to talk about someone of the opposite sex who is husband or wife. Well, King George, if that was such a victory, why do you have to come up with a constitutional amendment if it's already law?
Today, 45 of the 50 states have either a state constitutional amendment or statute defining marriage as the union of a man and a woman. These amendments and laws express a broad consensus in our country for protecting the institution of marriage. The people have spoken. Unfortunately, this consensus is being undermined by activist judges and local officials who have struck down state laws protecting marriage and made an aggressive attempt to redefine marriage.
Now, isn't that exactly what we're supposed to do as citizens of the United States of America and taxpayers? When we see a law that we don't agree with, we go to our judges and we say that this is unconstitutional, and we go to our legislatures and we say that we don't like this and we want it amended or repealed. You know, I'm not quite sure, but I think that's how democracy works. Not the president standing up and saying, I want the Constitution changed because I'm King George and I don't like the gays.
Since 2004, state courts in Washington and California and Maryland and New York have ruled against marriage laws. Last year, a federal judge in Nebraska overturned a state constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage.
Now, my question is here, against marriage laws. He didn't say against same-sex marriage laws. He just said against marriage laws. Doesn't that seem quite strange that he's not saying it was against same-sex or gay marriage laws? Just marriage laws. And striking down other things within constitutional amendments within other states might just mean that they were, unconstitutional.
Amendment that was approved by 70% of the population. And at this moment, 9 states face lawsuits challenging the marriage laws they have on the books.
And if they're being struck down, it's possibly because they're, against the law. You can create laws within the government that go against the Constitution. It happens again and again and again, and these things are found unconstitutional and they're removed. Anything inhibiting the right to free speech, King George, it's against the law and it has to be removed. You know, all of these different, pieces of legislature that your right-wing fundamentalist groups are putting forward are against the Constitution and therefore against the law, and they have to be removed. Just because you don't like them, it doesn't mean that they're legal. It drives me nuts when I hear some of this rhetoric.
Some argue that defining marriage should be left to the states. The fact is, state legislatures are trying to address this issue. But...
And why he gets a round of applause for that, I have no idea.
But across the country, they are being thwarted by activist judges who are overturning the expressed will of their people. And these court decisions could have an impact on our whole nation. The Defense of Marriage Act declares that no state is required to accept another state's definition of marriage. If that act is overturned by the courts, then marriage recognized in one city or state may have to be recognized as marriages everywhere else.
Now, what's the problem with that? Why is my marriage in Nevada not as valid as your marriage in Alaska or as two women's marriage in Connecticut or Hawaii. What is so wrong with this? It's just people being happy. It's just people who are in love promising to be with each other for the rest of their lives and with the full force of law behind them, protecting one another, each other from the burdens of this society and what happens upon a spouse's death or disability. Okay, what's so wrong about this? You know, is it taking, is because we have this gay loophole, quote unquote, that we're going to have problems with people, I'm going to immediately shack up with some guy and marry him so that I can get insurance? Yeah, I think that this is what their fear is. And I don't understand why someone would think that we would be that wrong and unjust. Oh, I know why. Because they are.
That would mean that every state would have to recognize marriages redefined by judges in, say, Massachusetts, or local officials in San Francisco, no matter what their own state laws or their state constitutions say. This national question requires a national solution. And on an issue of such profound importance, that solution should come not from the courts, but from the people of the United States.
Yeah, what people, King George? What people? Your people? Not my people, but your people. The people sitting in that room. Boy, they're really happy when he strokes them. And they're still clapping.
An amendment to the Constitution is necessary because activist courts have left our nation with no other choice.
And this isn't true. See, what they're saying is that all of these courts are activist courts. How many of these laws and legislations and court cases occur that actually reach the level of the Supreme Court? See, a lot of this stuff is being struck down intentionally prior to it getting to a level where it would have to go to the Supreme Court. Okay, this is the biggest issue. They don't want this to actually get to the Supreme Court, where a test would be made and the fact be made that it would necessarily be constitutional, and therefore, oh well, now we're gonna have to redefine all the laws that depend on that, and then there's no way to fix that without a constitutional amendment. I am a Jeffersonian Democrat, and I have been since my entire life. I can't get away from it. A Jeffersonian Democrat believes in the power flows from the people to the government. This is the government saying that the people believe in something. It's a scintillating issue. It's an issue that sounds really good, but it's worthless. To redefine these things would just be saying that these people who are already domestic partners, okay, they don't get any protection under Medicare, Social Security, anything with, if one spouse dies or if the spouse gets injured and cannot work, they cannot assign their benefits to anyone else. These are issues of humanity, not issues of whether someone is straight or gay. These are not issues where you or I, as straight people, can look at another group and say, just like they said about white people versus black people, or slave owners versus their slaves, that you are different and thereby you do not receive the same rights under the Constitution as I do. This issue is not an issue about sexuality. It's an issue about basic rights of citizens of the United States.
When judges insist on imposing their arbitrary will on the people, the only alternative left to the people is an amendment to the Constitution, the only law a court cannot overturn.
And the only law that that King George seems to want to even think of as real. Here's some constitutional amendments that have been proposed since the 107th Congress, which is the one that that goes under the first ruling of Bush, calling for the repeal of the Eighth Amendment and its replacement with the with the wording prohibiting incarceration for minor traffic offenses. All right, that's nothing. To specify that progressive income taxes must be used. To specify equal high-quality health care. Limit pardons gained between October 1 and January 21 of any presidential election year. You see any reason for that one? Limiting the number of pardons that can be granted? Let's see. Require a balanced budget without use of Social Security funds. This is the first year when he was when it was first enacted into office. For any person who has been a citizen of the United States for 20 years to be eligible for the presidency. And now he talks about immigrants being bad for this country. To force members of Congress and the president to forfeit their salary on a per diem basis for every day past the end of the fiscal year that the budget is and that year remains unpassed. So basically that was the first year. And then some of the more wacky ones happen in the second year, the 108th Congress. To guarantee the right of the use of the word God in the Pledge of Allegiance and the national motto. To ensure that citizens of the U.S. territories and commonwealths can vote. To allow Congress to pass laws for emergency replenishment of its membership should more than a quarter of either house be killed. That's a scare tactic if I've ever seen one. To place presidential nominees immediately into position, providing the Senate with 120 days to reject them after appointment. Are you seeing a pattern yet? How about the 109th Congress? To specify specifically permit prayer in public schools. To allow non-natural born citizens to become president if they've been citizens for more than 20 years. They proposed it again in the 109th Congress. To ensure the reapportionment of representatives to be set by counting citizens, only citizens, not by people. To make filibuster in the Senate part of the Constitution. To provide for continuity of government in case of a catastrophic event. The Everybody Vote Counts Amendment, which of course none of these were passed, but you can see that some of the things that are here. Clarification of eminent domain. That no takings can be transferred to a private person except for transportation projects. Providing the right to work for equal pay for equal work, the right to organize, and the right for favorable work conditions shot down. To allow the president to reduce any congressional appropriation if he disapproves of the same in kind, akin to what's called a line item veto. So these are all things that the president has been proposing as things that have gone through very quietly and keeping these things under wraps. But this one, he comes out to say that it is emphatically necessary for the continuing of this country. Now, they always propose a flag burning amendment saying that you can't burn the flag, and even in protest. There's always something about, prayer in public schools. There's something about teaching evolution. All of these different amendments that are based on the right-wing Christian initiative, the vocal Christian initiative that not many people really agree with, but for some reason they have the ear of this administration because King George gives them that ear, and you can hear the faithful applauding this man. And these are the only people that, and you're going to see this on television, and people, of course, are going to say, oh, well, the president must be right. All those people up there, well, they're applauding him. They know what's up. And therefore, I probably think that I'm against gay marriage, too.
The constitutional amendment that the Senate will consider this week would fully protect marriage from being redefined. It will leave state legislatures free to make their own choices in defining legal arrangements other than marriage. A constitutional amendment is the most democratic process by which our country can resolve this issue. In their wisdom, our founders set a high bar for amending the Constitution. An amendment must be approved by two-thirds of the House and the Senate, and then ratified by three-fourths of the 50 state legislatures.
I told you guys that already.
This process guarantees that every state legislature and every community in our nation will have a voice and a say in deciding this issue.
and therefore this issue will have no possibility of ever passing.
A constitutional amendment would not take this issue away from the states, as some have argued. It would take the issue away from the courts and put it directly before the American people.
Which, of course, is not true. And the president goes on to say, you know, God bless us, everyone. Of course, he always ends his speeches in that. Actually, funny enough, he doesn't say that at the end of the speech. I kind of laughed when I read the transcript. It says absolutely nothing about, you know, God blessing and keeping everyone, which I thought was kind of interesting because he always ends his speeches in that. So I think he was trying to put forward a, you know, some issue here that he is not, you know, he's of course not doing this as a Christian man, but as an American, and that it's better for America if this passes.
As this debate goes forward, every American deserves to be treated with tolerance and respect and dignity.
Now, that line right there, and I'm going to back it up so you can hear it again, you know, because I think that's important.
As this debate goes forward, every American deserves to be treated with tolerance and respect and dignity.
Now, that would be meaning that right now they are not being treated with tolerance, respect, and dignity, that they are different, and therefore, you know, we have to just tolerate them. You know, I'm sorry, Mr. President. I really hate to use that title for you because you don't act very presidential. I actually respect a president. So, King George, they're queer. They're here. They're not going to disappear. And even your vice president's daughter is one of them. So why don't you treat them with some tolerance? You know, why don't you give them the dignity and the respect of allowing them to get married? Okay? If I were a gay man, I would be marching on Washington right now. I would get all my gay friends together, and I'm gay friendly. Hell, I may as well be gay. From some of the things that people, you know, say about me and say around me, you know, because I am the most gay friendly person you can think of. Hell, I'm a member of the Queer Casters. Because I believe in the rights of all Americans, not just the white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, Christian Americans. I believe that all of us have a say in the way this country is run. And I'm standing up right now and saying it. I will not stand for this amendment. I will do whatever it takes within my power to contact my congressmen and senators and say that there is no reason for this amendment to move forward at all. And I urge you, as a taxpayer, as a citizen, to do the same thing.
On an issue of this great significance, opinions are strong and emotions run deep. And all of us have a duty to conduct this discussion with civility and decency toward one another. All people deserve to have their voices heard. And a constitutional amendment will ensure that they are heard. I appreciate you taking an interest in this fundamental issue. It's an important issue for our country to debate and to resolve. And the best way to resolve this issue is through a constitutional amendment, which I strongly support.
Now, this is the part that gets me about this whole process.
Marriage.
King George right there said that we need to listen to everybody on this issue. And I do agree. We should listen to everyone. Of course, he's not saying that we need to listen, those of us that are actually out here in the world that have a brain in our heads. He's saying this to all the bobbleheads out there that are going to follow King George, you know, out there. I think this is another campaign strategy. I think this is another thing to take our minds off of Iraq, to take our minds off of the failures that were Katrina and Rita, the failures that were the Medicare bill, the failures that are You know, that is the CIA, the NSA wiretapping, the failures that are the investigations against all of your cronies, the failures, the failures, the failures, the failures, the failures. 3% of the people polled in a recent poll by the American Progress Organization by Gallup. It was not a rigged poll by any stretch of the imagination, stated that homosexuality or this issue of homosexual marriage was even on the radar. Most people were more worried about the safety and security of their lives, their homes, and their families. Most people were more fearful of other things, of a living wage, of getting health care, than they were. That's like 97 other percent than they were of gay marriage. So all I have to say to you is King George, this is not an issue that is, you know, that is one that's going to pass, and the states are not going to allow this to happen. And if my voice is the only voice that you're going to hear on this one, the answer is a resounding no. No to this constitutional amendment. So if you want to reach me about this, contact me at onemanrevolution@gmail.com or just stop by the website, www.onemanrevolution.org. And I'm going to run out today with a song called Television Man by Captain Paradox. It's 3 minutes and 26 seconds. It's going to run to the end. And I think that everyone out there, you know, run to the PodSafe Music Network and download a couple of songs, because they're always interesting and always pretty good. So I will talk to you later. This is The One Man, and here it is, Television Man by Captain Paradox.
In an hour. The television man has a healthy respect for power. Now that they got him right where they want him. Now that they got him right where they want him. The television man. The television man. Television man. Television man.